And welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice, available as a podcast, also as an Alexa flash briefing as well. So find it on your Alexa device too, if you have one of those. Thank you. I'm Peter Stewart. And projection and character was what we were talking about yesterday. Today, projection and the location. And we've already seen how we usually speak louder outside than in, and obviously speak louder when there are other noises to compete against, but there are other elements which affect the volume we choose to use. We may speak more loudly when we're trying to excite, and perhaps more softly when encouraging. But I'm sure you may be able to think of circumstances when we do quite the opposite. For instance, the manager of a school sports team may raise their voice to encourage point scoring in a half-time huddle, and that same person in a classroom may speak more softly to encourage students to work through an algebraic equation. And don't you naturally lower your voice in a church or cathedral and raise it in a warehouse, even if both are empty and otherwise silent? They're similar spaces, and yet our culture may expect us to speak differently in each location. And similarly, your volume may also change when speaking in your office to your staff versus speaking in your boss's office amongst other staff of their grade or yours. Similar spaces, but different expectations on volume and presence and projection and energy. Tomorrow, projection and the message as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.